You always sneak up on me anyway, man.
What happened?
And so you just be sneaking up on it anyway.
Yeah, I do. Like right now.
Record it.
Like right now.
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. I know.
Got a lot to talk about today, man.
When you walk in, you know you're getting pussy when you walk into this.
I never walk into this.
What?
Come on. This shit's just rocking in the room when you pull up.
What? Hell yeah.
Little ass drawers, you looking at your woman tiptoeing towards the bed. That shit never
happened. Yeah, rat tail in hand.
Let me change my life.
You be tippy toeing for sure. Oh, that's good stuff.
Yes, it is.
We should do a rule. If you got a text, you got to read it.
Nice.
That's enough. Tell people who you are.
I am Shane Timberlake. Nah, don't follow that. I'm Shane Timberlake, man. What's going on? Glad to be back with y'all.
That's it?
Yeah.
Don't tell me to follow you.
I am Shane Timberlake.
There you go.
All one word.
What the fuck is that?
You heard that, right?
Yeah.
That shit's actually terrifying. It's like my headphones are going to blow up.
Huh.
What's up with you, though, man?
Yeah, I know who I am.
You got the juice.
I do got the juice. When life hands you lemons, you make a lemonade stand and you tell them you got the juice now.
You said you make a lemonade stand?
Yeah. So you got to do it. How would you like to start this episode, sir? How would you like to...
All right, let's go to... I want to go into people with money doing regular shit. I'm a huge... You know, I'm an athlete. I'm into sports, play sports, still play sports. I'm on my Uncle Rico shit. If y'all know what that is. But, yo, I think... let's start nice and early with the Deshaun Watson topic. Star quarterback.
I just want to also note that this is the first time we're talking sports on this damn podcast.
Yeah, but it took scandal for us to talk about sports.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about nobody averaging something, throwing for this many yards. This is people with money doing regular people shit.
I think I would do regular people shit if I had money.
I'm going to become more quiet. I'm already quiet. But you just don't have to... You know that the bullseye's on your back once you get that check. Do you see the way these women look at you when you get like when they get drafted for the NFL draft? Do you see the way these women are in the room? Or I was bouncing at this one spot, and these girls like, girl, we got to make it to the next NFL draft. Like, everybody's a meal ticket.
Oh, absolutely.
It's open range. So, have you ever gotten massages before?
I have.
Let's be realistic, though. You never got sexually explicit with these women, right?
No.
That's what I'm saying. And we're worried about, we're not those type of people in the first place. We're not creeps. But this dude out here making, what's this called?
Allegedly.
No, yeah, allegedly. Allegedly.
He but might when be on the 20, Jets, so allegedly.
Out of 20, they got to be one that says, that's a fucking average. Out of 20, one might have had a mishap. So he's getting massages from these women that he's hitting up on Instagram, which makes it look creepy, crazy shady in the first place. It started off, we just watched a video one. It started off like 2 women, 7 women, 8 women. Now up to 20 women. Now, to his defense, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But the whole thing is, it seemed that all this came to light when someone wanted to get traded. Isn't that a little fucking nuts?
Sounds like the Bill Cosby thing.
Wait, what? We'll dive into that too.
Because he wanted to buy NBC.
I heard about that.
But you know what NBC stands for?
No, I do not.
Not Bill Cosby.
Hey, dude.
Yeah. Let me see if I still... There. Let me see if I have one of those.
So, yeah, man, the whole scandal, like, you're doing regular people shit, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? What's his contract? His contract's nuts.
Better late than never.
Yeah, it's just, dude, man, you always have a target on your back, man. Say even when we're not no famous and none of that shit, but we do have reputations to uphold. But like this, it's not hard to keep a reputation when you're naturally just not a fucking fuck person.
I don't know.
I don't fight my urges every day. There's no urges.
I'd be too tired. I'd be urgeless. I'm urgeless.
Sleepover sex.
Yes. That should be a shirt.
Sleepover sex?
Yeah. No one's going to buy it, but it should be a shirt.
SWS, sleep with sex.
Oh.
Somehow, kinetically, just wake up naked and it happened. I don't know.
That's called rape.
No, what the hell? Well, both of y'all was sleeping. Y'all both wake up naked. So who did what to who, motherfucker? I'm the one that's not going to remember. I'm always tired. Work hard.
Yeah.
What's your take on that, man?
I like doing regular people shit if I have money. Like, I remember one time I was in Miami and we were in a loft. And it was Saturday night. We just came home from hitting the town.
Art Basel?
Yes, it was Art Basel, actually.
Art Basel.
And I was in this really expensive loft having a sky view of like Miami Marlins Park and like, you know, all these high rises. And I'm sitting I'm standing by the banister outside, nighttime, eating some ramen.
I like that. What brand?
Oh, Top Ramen. Absolutely. We're eating poor.
I like that. No, bro.
I'm just saying, like, I like doing regular people's shit.
I'm not saying him. The only thing regular about what he did is reaching out to these women on Instagram.
He wanted the Swedish, though.
Yeah, he wanted the Swedish. The thing is, you are a multi-million-dollar-a-year athlete. Recovery is key for people that consistently get banged up. It's key for me. I have people that I can go to or go on Groupon or do things professional. You have these connects. You might have a massage studio in your fucking house. You're reaching out to these women on Instagram for massages, dog. It's not alleged. We saw the pictures. Yeah. There's two text threads on Instagram that came up. And they had to apologize for acting inappropriate.
That's corny. Don't leak my DM.
They had to. Remember, they're trying to kill this dude's money.
I want to hear that shit.
But just like my man's manager said,
I should have put that shit on vanish mode. Yo. Now you see it. Now you don't, bitch.
Oh, that's funny as hell. But just like Deshaun Watson's lawyer says, he's like, a woman accuses a man, it turns out to be true, years in jail. But then you have the accuser accusing someone of something that never happened, and they just get off scot-free.
Oh, I think it should, like, you should do double time.
I would give it like a 5-year minimum fucking jail.
Nah, if you, life.
If you're trying to ruin someone's life because of something you didn't like, or you're trying to, you should get locked the fuck up too. There was another football player a long time ago. I think he was getting out of college. He was going to the NFL, high prospect. You can try to look up the story. And some lady accused him of rape. Yo, like 3-4 years in a prison, she puts it on Facebook that she lied and he never raped her. So he gets out. He's like 24 now, fighting for a career. And this fucking idiot is just like, you just ruined someone's fucking life. And you're not doing jail. You're not doing no jail time.
Look at Emmett Till.
Sure, I mean, fuck them two dudes wrote a book about what they did no more. Nothing happened to them, right?
She was on her deathbed and she like was like, I have something to say. He never
whistled at me?
Yeah.
I will slap. I'm not into, you know what? I'll throw something at her. I'm not putting my hands on a woman, but this chair will. Look at fucking these motherfuckers, man. How you admit shit?
You're on your deathbed.
Even OJ.
He ain't do it.
Nigga wrote a book, said, if I did it, this is how I do it.
He didn't do it, though.
You going to prison for writing a bad book?
Nah, he went to prison for stealing his own shit. Yeah.
So
Carmen, I would have done the same thing.
What mean, Orenthal?
Orenthal is my nigga.
He's probably got a weird t-shirt of him stealing his shit.
He's a great follow on Twitter. Do you follow him?
Nah, I'm doing it now.
Yo, I don't know what it is. I think it's OJ Simpson. But anyway, every time he does a video on Twitter, he always starts it with, "Hey Twitter world."
Hey Twitter world.
It's so fucking hilarious. Yeah, but he ain't do it. Michael Jackson ain't do it. R. Kelly didn't do it. Bill Cosby didn't do it.
Fuck that. R. Kelly did it.
He ain't do it.
His videos of him doing that shit.
Nah.
He's pissing that was a stunt double. He's pissing on somebody on tape.
That's a stunt double.
Motherfucker got the mask on, the bandana. Pissing.
Nah, he ain't do it.
I used to try to rent that tape out in high school, but I swear to God, I had R. Kelly with the t-shirt around his neck and he was flexing. And he had a black bandana with a half a mask. It was the shittiest picture in the world. And I don't know how I got a hold of the tape, but people was holding it for $5 a piece. I was a hustler, very young.
Man, he ain't do it.
I want to slap the shit out of R. Kelly. Like,
why? He didn't do it.
I want to open. I want to have like glass taped to my hand.
And I we should make a poll. Slap. Ask if R. Kelly did it.
Yo, bro, your phone he'd fucking blow up.
What?
Your phone's gonna blow up.
That's fine. I have insurance.
Oh God! Yeah, yeah. It doesn't say are you explosive. It doesn't say if your phone blows up, you get wet batteries, black screen, phone blow up. They can't do shit about it.
I'm just saying he didn't do it. You know who did it?
Who did
it? Weinstein. He did it.
Is this a white and black thing, bro?
Maybe
every man. You, well, Michael Jackson.
I'm kind of getting into the I'm next so topic with Michael this. Jackson.
Like, we don't know what the fuck's going
on. Michael Jackson didn't do it, but you know who did do it?
Who did it?
Derek Jackson.
Derek Lamont Jackson.
I can't trust the nigga who spells his name. Like, how do you put it? Like, you know, like, for example, this is Shane's World. There's apostrophe S. Yes. It's yeah. Possession.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have a possession of a last name? Like, he spells his last name J-A-X apostrophe N. I don't want to hear that shit.
Like Jackson?
Yes.
Like, what a fucking... wait, hold on. What? I want to know. Did he get that changed legally in court?
I don't know, that's but that shit is fire. Stupid.
That's kind of fire.
No, I don't want to hear that shit.
That's fire.
That's light-skinned behavior. He mad dark.
And look at me. I'm thinking it's so fire as a light-skinned man.
Yeah.
Go on my TikTok. You'll see what I'm talking about. Duh, light skin. Yo, that's a fire way to spell last
no,
name.
No, it's not.
Fuck, I'm about to spell Timberlake with an 8.
Don't do it.
8-K-E, Timberlake.
No? Don't do it.
Fuck. On Twitter, that's my name.
Shane don't follow Timberlake him. Don't follow him there.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but he did it. He did it. Fuck that nigga.
Well,
he's ruined a lot of lives.
Explain something about Derrick Jackson. And I hope, real quick before we close on the Deshaun Watson, I pray that it didn't happen to the women who were trying to be professional. And I pray that he didn't do it and mess up his career. Because on both sides, like, someone would be mentally fucked up. So I hope whatever happens.
I want to make a joke about this so bad, but it's not a funny manner.
That's relaxed there, buddy.
I'm not.
Yo, when there's certain looks you put in your face, I'm like, this is going to be fucked up.
Nah. I have nothing to say.
Sure?
I'm positive. Not on this topic, but Derek Jackson, I'm on your ass.
All right, let's talk about Mr. JX apostrophe N. That pisses you off.
That might be the name of this episode.
JX apostrophe N?
Yeah.
It should be. But I want to know, so to break him down the way, to me, like, to the people, and how you broke him down. Like, what is he known for? All
right, so... You know the other guy that I mentioned before? I've done forgot his name. The one that be shitting on women. They be calling in.
Justin
No, not him, but fuck him too.
Justin LaBoy?
No, it's not Justin LaBoy, but we going to get on him too.
But shit, man.
I forgot his name. But yeah, he's like one of these like YouTube, Instagram niggas that be going on and trying to tell women what their worth is.
One of those fucking. So he's one of those say everything to get on a woman's side, even if it's
yeah, like Cash App or 1500. He's one of those type of niggas.
Fucking.
And mind you, I'm all about women knowing their worth, but
oh, 100%. But I was raised by all women and everybody.
Yeah, but this
know
is
your
not
worth, one. Queen. Shout out to my guy Vander, man. Shout. Know your worth, Queen.
You know.
Yeah.
Some of y'all queens are cheap. I just want to say that some of y'all are
kings too.
Yeah, you belong in the sales section.
100%. This is the perfect segue into the next. But break down Derek Jackson first though.
Oh, nah, I told you he's one of the. All right, so he's one of these people that he be writing books. He be like...
But what did he do? Like, what is...
Well, he cheated.
There you go. And what shirt did he have on in that YouTube thumbnail that you showed me?
Black men don't cheat.
And he did the exact opposite. He cheated. Yeah. Humans fucking cheat. Stop putting a fucking racial background on everything just to make money off of it. Humans ate shit.
But that's what they do. He monetized this whole, like, pocket of women empowerment. Like, yeah, ladies. Like, he got on this. He got on this shit right here. Where is he? Where's fucking Val? He got on this shit.
Classic.
Rat-tailing these hoes.
He's rat-tailing them with the fucking...
On IG. He got like a... We got multi-million followers on IG. Like, bro, he wrote books. My ex used to, like, swear by him. That's why we're not together.
Leave that man that has a man bun.
Yeah, like...
Look over to you like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, he's like mesothelioma, bro. It's like, I deserve compensation.
Mesothelioma, wow. That commercial was on the ages. Yes. Over there. I said, can you put on a sports channel, please? It's like 2 in the morning, and there's only like 2% of the world that has mesothelioma.
You didn't even say it right, but that's fine.
I can't. I fucked it up on purpose. It's hard for me to say it.
But yeah, he's like that. I deserve compensation for all the fucking people that I've like tried to like court in my day, and they fucking believe in this Derek Jackson apostrophe NS nigga.
Man, black men don't cheat shirt. Goes on and cheats. Like, bro, stop you making a mockery of your fucking self, man.
I just want to know, have you ever been scammed?
Close.
What do you mean?
So, I got a phone call. It was years ago. I don't want to get on any particular race, but it's usually someone from like the middle, Indian, right? Indian people, that, you know, because they outsource these people that call your fucking house. They're like, hello, I'm not good at the accent. Like, hello. We got
do they talk like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said, oh, $5,000 to arrest, blah, blah, blah. And I'm nervous because it's the first time I ever got this call. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm fucked. They talking about jail time. So I hit my pops. My pops in the county. He knows my money. He said, yo, the IRS, they never call you, bro. They ain't got time for that shit. They just either take it or they send you a letter.
As you guys know, I like to give away money.
What the fuck is this? My phone's fucking possessed. But, yes, so let me go back. My pop said, yo, they don't call you. They either send you a letter or they fucking, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, cool. So I told him to call back at a certain time. I said, oh, yeah, man, you know, I actually want somebody to come to my house and pick up the money. I'm playing along with their game. They she talking about jail time. I said, you know what? I heard jail isn't that bad. You get a bed, you get 3 meals, you get a gym injury. That's more than what I do in a day. So I'm cool with it. And she was like, fuck you. Fuck you. Like, started blacking the fuck out on me. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry I didn't fall for your trick. She turned real regular quickly and started cursing me out, bro. Real shit.
I had that once, similar, except when they called, I asked for their phone number, see if we could talk, like, later, like, outside of work hours.
Hey, what's up?
And I was like, hey, you know. What's going on? And she was like, oh, I don't think I can give my number. I was like, oh, so you also don't like being bothered.
Ooh.
And I just hung up on him.
Got him. I'm using that next time.
Yeah, you should.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Good job. Oh, I remember one time I got scammed. How long was this? I think the statute of limitations is up. Let's tell a story. So it was about maybe like a little over 10 years ago. Yeah, that's the statute of limitations. I wanted to buy a computer, and I bought an Acer, which that is like a really bad computer.
Acer. That's like, you got $100 on you right now? Go get a computer.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. So I had one of my friends who we used to do a lot of illegal activities back in our day get me a... what you call it, a computer, because I needed it for school. And he brings me this computer, and then eventually, like all Acers, they get viruses and shit. from fucking downloading shit on LimeWire and all that other crap. So I download this shit and I go back to him like, yo, can you like wipe out my computer, fix it? You know, I kind of need my computer and shit. He's like, yeah. So time goes by. And I'm not getting my computer. I'm around this dude all the time. And come to find out, he sold my computer.
That you already paid for.
That I already paid for. For an eighth of weed.
Did you sell that backhand?
No, so this will wind up happening.
Knuckle sandwich.
So the week before, he was dating this girl who he thought that he was the father of a kid, but come to find out, he did the DNA test. Like his friend was actually the father.
Oh.
It was some Jerry Springer shit going on. So it was me, Lo, him, and his baby mom at the time. Because, you know, come to find out, it wasn't her. So she used to work at a carnival. And
she's a carny?
Yeah, I worked at the carnival.
You were a carny?
For a day.
God, it's a different breed.
No, so I go there. I'm thinking I'm dropping them off. I'm thinking they're going to the carnival, but in reality, they're working at the carnival, and they didn't have a way to get back. So they're like, "Oh, do you mind? Do you want to work?" I'm like, "At the carnival? Like, you want me to work at the carnival?" I'm like, "All right."
You're at the cotton candy stand and shit.
No, I was at the you know the shit with the horses?
Will you spray? Is it the water gun you spray the target and the horses run?
No. It's you get on the horse and you fucking...
Walk them around?
Yeah.
They were real horses?
No, they were fake.
What the...
It was like the machines. You get on the horse, you press the button, and it goes in a circle.
Oh, carousel.
Is that what it is?
No, the carousel is the... Yeah, you got the Wonder Wheel. Then you got the carousel. It is a carousel. Guys, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, so... I'm working at the carousel. You know, that was excruciating. Because I hate the smell of, like, deep fried Oreos and, like, powdered sugar. I hate all that shit.
Really?
Ah, what I'll throw up.
Fuck.
That shit gives me a headache. You like that shit?
That shit makes me a happy guy.
Oh, you're a horrible person.
I love it.
Yeah. So, the carnival's over. I'm thinking at least I'm getting paid like maybe like what, 70 to 100 bucks for the day?
Yeah.
Nigga, I got paid $5.
That's not legal.
No, so what wound up happening was it was four of us because Lo worked too that day.
Y'all just
I and my gas was like on E and I was just like, well, if you don't fill up my tank, you're not getting home. Because I'm getting home because I have my own money already.
Wait, which car did you have at the time? Was it the BMW?
It was.
That story, bro. Shit blew up.
With me in it.
Oh, it started on when you were in it?
Yeah. Holy I ran out shit. The car like the dude from Ricky Bobby.
Bro. Yo, that's a clear cut case of one of the reasons why Bobby needs you on his plane.
Yeah, so that's not even the thing that I got... finessed on, where I got played, bamboozled, tricked, lied, deceived, tricked. Had the rug pulled from under my feet. But yeah, so that was the week prior. So I'm still asking this dude, like, yo, what's good with my fucking laptop? And he's like, oh, like his friend told me, oh yeah, we bought some weed and we bought like a little bag of like coke. And I was just like, so you sold my Acer for some drugs. And I was like, great.
That, yo, I'm going
to... No, so I got to tell you what I did for retaliation. So...
You blew up the carnival.
No.
While he was working.
No, I went to his house.
Hey. Yo, you got a little feisty motherfucker in you, bro.
Yeah. This is not my proudest moment. This is
Hamilton Park back in the day. Yeah.
Nah, this is like the other thing I regret.
It took a shit on his porch, set on fire.
Nah.
Oh, I'm giving you so many good ideas.
Nah, I went into the crib. I took the ashes from his mom's urn.
No.
I spread it all over the bed.
Oh.
I took a television. Well, I took the bat that I came upstairs with. I broke the television.
What the fuck? I don't know what story's worse.
No, this is...
I'm going to compare it to you and that girl that just had a kid and y'all was in a hotel with the kid.
Wait.
That story or this one? Yeah, let me... These are not brewskis, by the way. Sarah Lee. Sarah on the boards. Please don't slap us. We stole some energy drinks.
I thought it was given to me. I didn't know I stole. But I'm an accomplice. It's really good.
Oh. This isn't as bad as you fucking spreading ashes on somebody. Yo, you're still... Some of the shit you do, but that one provoked. I gotta leave the ashes alone. I'll hold the ashes for ransom. Y'all want a computer?
Nah.
$500 and an apology essay written out with perfect grammar.
Double spaced MLA format.
Not no Corey or New neither, because he's cheap.
Now I want the MLA format.
And I need in-text citation.
Yes.
And you gotta say from me to you or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And you gotta go to the carnival.
And you gotta state your sources.
And you gotta work at the carnival and give me the fucking money as soon as you're done.
Yeah, and so then I beat you up. I took his ashes, I spread it on the bed, I emptied out his fridge. Jesus. Like I poured milk all over the floor. I broke the TV. I stole the rest of the weed that they had. And a little bit of coke residue that was
what
there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I went ham. And then my friend who told me, who actually let me in, he just looked at me like, damn, like, I can't even get mad because, like, yeah, he fucked you over.
But the ashes you could have left out.
I felt like, you know, I do this a lot. Like, when I'm at the boiling point, I have to, like, go above and beyond.
So you're an extremist.
Yes. Because there's no coming back from that.
No. See, the thing with me, I feel like I feel bad too often. Because I think that you and I, we mentioned this. We either there's nothing at all or we go all the way out.
Yeah.
Right? So this sometimes where, first of all, you know, I barely get into fights. I mean, even as a bouncer, I'm not really fighting nobody. I'm chilling. I know how to use my words, my temperament. You know, if anybody ever hears me say this, excuse my language, if you ever hear me tell another man, like, yo, suck my dick, you're never supposed to tell a man that. So I want them to purposely want to fight me.
Mm.
So that's, you know, I'm mad. That's my extreme. That's like I'm ready for whatever. If I don't say that, then I'm like, oh, I ain't really trying to do all this right now. As long as you put your hands on me or disrespect none of that. But as soon as you take me there, yo, suck my dick, that means you never tell a man that. That's what I'm about to do. That's my extreme. Like, I'm ready to break some shit. You know what I mean? But that whole, you're a wild man.
Yo, and it's funny. I have. Oh,
yeah. You got to sip to that wild shit, man.
Yeah, so I haven't seen him in like over 10 years. And then I saw him.
At the carnival?
No. I saw him at Krispy Kreme.
The one over there downtown,
Georgia? Yes.
I still haven't been. Holy shit.
I went in there because someone was like, because at some point they were holding like tickets. Cause it was,
yeah, it was a grand opening or something like that?
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So someone had gotten a ticket and it was like, yo, you got to come. And I'm like,
I got the golden ticket. Yes.
So I was like, fuck it, I'll go. Like, let me get a regular glazed donut because I haven't had Krispy Kreme up. Since like Atlanta prior. So I was like, alright, whatever, I'll go. And I see this motherfucker there and he's making my donuts.
Wow.
And I was just like, how the mighty have fallen.
Wait, where was that carnival at?
Oh, this was like in like,
cause you know they used to have one in that lot across the street from the
This wasn't in Jersey City.
I was about to say, Jesus, gotta keep it.
Nah, this is like,
yeah, cause you know what, that was,
this was like an hour away.
Yeah, carnivals are definitely in like towards Pennsylvania and all that. We used to have fairs. So, yeah, big difference. The last carnival I went to, when me and we used to have this group. Me, Will, Bill Keys, B, Derek, Tone, all of us, right? I'm missing a bunch of names, but we used to all go to the Hamptons in the summertime. And in the Hamptons, they got this grass area. They used to have a carnival. We used to call it the Real World Hamptons. My boy did it on a pizza box, like a sign, and people really thought I was on the Real World. Should have been. The shit that happened in that 12-bedroom house... That shit was fire, bro. I do that shit. We did it 3 times, yo. B, Bill Keys, Lex, if you're listening, because men don't know how to organize shit, please set that back up. It was like $350 a person, about 12, 13 of us, some couples, like 15 bedrooms, 12, 15 bedrooms, big pool. Oh, God, I want to go back so bad.
Let me know. I want to go.
You should. I was a meme, too, because I had waves at the time, and it said light-skinned niggas be like, I'm sitting on the side of the pool, fully clothed, with my hair fresh. I didn't want to mess up my waves, and everybody's in the pool wilding. Yo, if anybody has that meme, send that shit to me. I had my Knicks Henley on. The Henley shirt with the Knicks. And I had a fresh fucking my waves. I'm not getting my waves wet. Man, fuck that. I'm going all out next time I go. I'm not holding back, bro. Shit, fuck those waves, man. Fuck those kids.
Yeah, fuck them kids. It's always been
fucked. With the Kevin Durant face.
Yes.
Fuck those kids.
Yeah, my co-host got mad when I said that shit. Oh, speaking of... fuck them kids and relationships and Derek Jackson, you fucking piece of shit. What do you think of Saweetie and Quavius?
Waste of time.
Waste of time?
Don't even talk about it.
For you what? Think they're getting back together?
No, it's waste of time.
Do you care?
No, absolutely not. I'm not surprised. He's a fucking rapper trying to get pussy, got all these chains on. She's a fucking twerking female. They're in the industry, but the industry fucks itself. I am not fucking surprised at all. It's what's supposed to happen at this point. They made it that way.
So, because he started talking to her by sending her a glacier, like a physical glacier. Do you think if I slide her DM, it'll work?
No.
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 Don't try it?
You should, actually. You know what? You know what? You know, fuck that. Shoot your shot, King. Shoot your shot.
Because you know what happens. You know what happens with the glacier.
No, I do not know what the fuck. I thought he was going to send like some ice, like some little...
Yeah.
To try to get you back.
No, the Titanic.
Oh, it's done. It's sinking?
Yeah, it's already sunk.
So they can't get back?
I don't think they can.
What a waste of a fucking relationship, man. The industry fucks the industry, man. Tell me if I'm wrong.
It's true.
How many... Is J-Lo getting married again for the 48
time? Yeah, that was my next topic. Her and A-Rod are done.
I'm not surprised. You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that was it. But what does she have? Another background dancer? The pool boy? Her dick
J-Lo
is hard.
J-Lo, single.
Her dick gets harder than every other.
What?
You know how I said a man dick get hard? Yeah, I want to go fuck everything. J-Lo's dick gets hard for everything. She moves on fast, boy. I'm trying to tell you. I'm about to be a backup dancer. Next thing you know, I'm fucking cleaning the pool, some little ass drawers, and I'm making $100 million a year to do nothing.
I need that. J-Lo, if you're listening.
Yo, your face was so original. Like, it was like, I need that.
Yeah. J-Lo, if you're listening.
Nigga on Amazon picking out pool boy suits right
DM
now.
Me at I am not Sean Tomalik.
Holy shit. That's my doppelganger?
Yeah.
Sean Tomalik.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
You think I have a shot with J-Lo?
Bro, sky's the fucking limit, bro. You know what? Sky's not the limit. And Neil Armstrong proved that. Even though it's fake.
It could be Lance Armstrong. You can fake it till you make it.
Absolutely. Agreed.
You know I'm the only idiot that still wears that stupid yellow bracelet?
There's nothing wrong with that. If you still have it, kudos to you. Because after a while, them things tear the fuck up.
Look,
you gotta live strong. Holy shit, he has it on.
Yes. I live strong,
the original
my
one.
Yes.
That was such a movement.
Yes. My dumbass out here believing this nigga and some jockeys is on his damn bike.
Excuse me.
On the Tour de France.
Tour de France. Now, sticking to another topic. I don't know if it's too soon to go there. You usually mediate this shit because you're organized. You know where I want to go.
Bro. I have no idea, but anything that's too soon knows that there's inappropriate jokes ready to come.
I don't know. It might be, bro. It's sort of on. Remember the whole. The I don't want to give it away if you don't want to talk about it yet. With the whole paying the debt instead of something else.
Value. Oh!
Could we get into that?
Absolutely.
It pisses. I read this shit. I sent him one person's comment, and it fucking pissed me off. Now, let me find it.
Okay, do you want me to tell the listeners what it is while you find it, or you want to find it and tell the listeners?
Let me find it and tell the listeners, man.
Well, as he's doing this, This energy drink is really good.
Yo, the name of this. So a funny story about these. Sarah still don't know who sent her these, but at the door was like 100 of these with 100 of these protein bars, and they're quality. You know what I mean? A little gluten free. This was called Cosmic Stardust. This shit is like Hawaiian shaved ice, right?
Yeah.
Shit is amazing. Names alone. You can put a beautiful name on rat poison. Yeah, Cosmic Stardust. And it's like rat poison? I just got to taste it to see. I'm like a fool for fucking marketing, man.
Yeah, cool. Look at you.
All right, here we go, man. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. So, it says, I'm going to read it out as best as I can. This is like the quote of the day. Everybody hands in? Hands in. All right, here we go. So, a man proposes to his woman with the receipt for $70,000 that he paid off student loan debt in place of a wedding ring or a engagement ring. She thanks him but says she still requires a ring before getting married. What is she? A, reasonable. B, ungrateful. C, smart. D, dumb. A, B, C, D. E, or fucking bitch. I don't call women bitches often.
But when I do, they when fucking do, deserve it.
They fucking deserve. I don't call women bitches. There's men that are bitches. There's females that act like bitches. Bitches is a way of acting. All right? I'm not calling a female speech. They even call dogs bitches. That means you're a dog. What the entire fuck is going on? So he didn't prove any allegiance in improving your life by paying off your $70,000 student debt? That's not proving a marriage worthy allegiance until somebody can get you a ring? How about this? I go get you a fucking $50 titanium ring. Like a fucking, what's that, going steady?
Yeah.
Because it's all about, now it's all about people seeing that, being physical. Like, come on now. What do you want, strut something? This man, you can take that $70,000 receipt and fucking tape it to your shirt and it's worth more than that dumbass ring. You, him paying off that debt is forever if you do it, you know what I mean? That ring ain't forever. People cheat.
Derrick Jackson, we're talking to you.
J-A-X apostrophe N.
We're fucking talking to you.
What do you think?
Seeing as... let me get a sip of this. I should say. Hold on.
You sip your Hawaiian shaved ice before you talk some shit.
I want to preface this by saying that although I did not pay off $70,000 worth of debt, I did pay a substantial amount of money to get a certain ex of mine out of default for her to go back to school, for her to now be currently employed with the government. So, although it is not $70,000 worth of debt, I know what it feels like to invest in someone.
So, put it like this. By your investment, she definitely made over 70K. Already.
Oh, she's making that now.
Yeah.
And that's starting. That's entry level. She works for the fucking government.
I don't work for the government.
I can't work for the government. I'm at the point that I can't work any job.
No turning back.
Well, that and the fact that no one will hire me.
Yo, you know what? Right? You can brush some fucking... You can sweep some hair at the barbershop.
I don't want to do that.
I'll do that for free haircuts. I swear to God I would. I will sweep the shit out of some hair for some free haircuts. Chris, if you're listening. Speedy, if you're listening. I will sweep hair to get free haircuts. What? I'll probably get fired the first day because you know how barbershop talk? I get deep in the barbershop talk. 2 hours later, there's gallons of hair on the floor and I'm talking shit.
A gallon of hair is nuts. That's a lot of hair.
Next to everybody's station, too. It ain't just 1 gallon. Yo, so.
Filthy.
She's, I don't know, she's ungrateful as fuck to me, man. She changed your life. Changed your fucking life. I need a ring so you can get married. You sound like a fucking Karen. Okay? We need to come with a new name. But Karen seems to be the thing. I know some good Karens.
Yeah.
Not the act of being a Karen, but the name Karen.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's dumb. D.
D?
D.
Yeah, dumb.
Yeah.
What about O for oblivious?
Well, are they really oblivious? Because in the comment section, there's like, oh, he needs to do both.
No.
I feel like that's when we need to stop normalizing. This is where the Justin LaBoy hate comes in. Like, yeah. Like, stop telling me to send these bitches $1,500 for her feet and her hands.
$1,500?
That's all the fucking shit I see on my phone. Oh,
send Why her- is it so fucking much?
Bro, when I was dating my last ex,
yeah.
She felt it was imperative for her to get her nails done at this one. Should I even give the name of the fucking salon? Yeah, fuck this fucking salon. So her name, I think her name was Rose.
Fuck this fucking salon.
Yeah, I think the name of the salon was like Rose Nails or something like that. Shit's in West New York. It's on Bergen Line.
Okay.
And this shit is like so. Like, the setup is nice. Like, you walk in, they give you mimosas.
So you're basically paying for the experience.
Yes. So what happens is a lot of these celebrities go to this thing, like Tahiri, fucking Coco. Like, they all run down there.
Okay.
So, obviously, you get that type of clientele, your price is going up.
Yeah.
So my ex, the most recent one, she felt like she needed to go there. To the point that she was there every 2 weeks.
No, I'm good,
faithfully.
Bro.
So, we were at the time we were talking, she was like, yeah, my nails are $100. And I remember from when I was used to pay Lowe's shit, I'm like, this shit used to be 45, maybe 60 the most. Why is your shit $100 for regular shit? And then her nails would break every 3 days. And I'm like,
I'm going to tell you why COVID Bay still fire. She didn't get her nails done. They were just clean and regular. COVID Bay. Gee, he has so many good qualities. I'm not a cheap dude, but COVID Bay held it there. COVID Bay was like, I don't even get my nails done.
So she's just toxic.
Yeah. Good toxic. Yeah. Nah, she was fire though. She was, to be how beautiful she was mad low maintenance. She was the fucking female version of me. I'm not saying I don't spend money on myself. Because now me not recovering like I used to, I'm going to have to spend real bread to get cryotherapy, massages, no D. Watson. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to pay for all that because it...
I want the Watson.
The Watson...
Matter of fact, I want the... What's my man? The owner? The owner of the Patriots?
Oh, you got to leave that man alone. His wife just passed.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, a lot was going on and he did some regular man shit, but I condone... What's my man's name, yo? I'm bugging. I'm the biggest Patriot fan in the world. I always draw a fucking brain fucking...
Kraft.
Robert Kraft.
I'm trying to be crafty with these hoes.
He's going through a lot.
I'm trying to be crafty. Let me craft.
Let me craft. Yo. But yeah, man, it's just like that fucking...
I want the Swedish number 3.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Yo, I'm going on Groupon and I'm going to book this massage, man, because I really need this shit. Everything draws back full circle.
I want to do the massage in Vegas.
Before we go.
At the Saddle Ranch.
That sounds wild. What is that?
I want Lamar Odom's room.
Oh, God.
It's Bunny Ranch.
Oh, Bunny Ranch?
Yeah.
You know, I saw an episode of that while I was in a club in Patterson. They were playing the episode. And it had the subtitles. It was like softcore porn going on. You saw a bunch of dudes just standing around a bar while girls are gyrating on each other on a fucking dance
floor. That's what I need.
You have some gyration?
Yeah. I want a gyro.
Come on. So let me tell you something, man. Fuck, I had a good topic and I forgot immediately. I hate when that happens. That's some Brian Carmichael shit.
Brian, fuck.
They start curling. Like, what happened? I was going to tell you something. I'm like, it must not be that important if you forgot. Shit. I'm kind of pissed. Oh, the massage thing I was talking about?
Oh.
I fall asleep during massages. I ain't got time to get hard and roll over me trying to touch. I'm passed the fuck out.
Oh.
They can kill me if they wanted to because I fucking sleep.
You know what I usually do? I take a good edible.
Oh, you say fucking... You want that cosmic stardust?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. My man's on that 80 while getting his back loosened.
Oh my God. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Play some Hall & Oates in the background.
You just want to just let it go. Just melt.
Yes.
I might try an edible one day, man. I tried one years ago, and I felt goofy as hell. I'm already tall and goofy. It's just like, it was even worse. I had no control of my bones. I'm over here.
Telling you, bro.
It's goofy.
It's fun. Especially when you know you don't have to do shit the next day.
That's
the best, because waking up is the worst.
Yeah.
Because you're like all groggy and you don't want to do shit.
Oh, that's what liquor does to me, man.
No, but like you can do shit, you just don't want to.
Yeah. Because
you're just too comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah. Take it from a person that does edibles almost every day.
Guy, Mr. Eddie himself.
Yeah, I'm Ed, and Eddie.
You need to make up your own fucking Eddie line.
I should.
Just concoct some shit together and add your own cosmic stardust to it, and then
I took sugar, cigarette shavings,
a little bit of hookah water.
Oh yeah, heavy on the hookah water.
A leftover crust from a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, when you cut the crusts out, yeah just that.
Just add it.
Yeah.
Cheeto and, dust.
Oh, I hate that.
A little Cheeto dust on there.
That yeah.
He said, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Y'all women need to stop believing in these men. These Derrick Jackson, Justin LaBoy.
I think dudes that overprophesize saying that they don't cheat are the cheaters. And it's been shown.
That's how they...
They're trying to preach how perfect they are and trying to get an army of men to follow what they do. I don't listen to it. The only time I reposted Justin LaBoy shit is when it points out exactly what the fuck... Like, it's funny. Or, you know, female... You know, it's funny. A few females have tagged me in Justin LaBoy posts. It did nothing for my following, but it did absolutely nothing. I can save a cat out of a burning tree, and I'll fucking be overlooked on Instagram. I think I'm shadow banned. But yeah, man.
Telling you, man, we need to eradicate Kevin Samuels, Derrick Jackson, Justin LaBoy. We got to get rid of these niggas.
Eradicate them is funny.
Eliminate.
I'm about to become the new fucking Mr. Rogers out this bitch. I'm going to be giving y'all good information while I'm putting on my slides. That's good for everybody, not just for one sexual orientation or trying to shit on somebody else.
Why do women like run to these men?
They love that. Oh, you see that girl? They think these men are magical because they throw out a random fucking statement and it has something to do with something in their life. You've been alive over 20 years. Of course it might have fucked. Damn, that happened to me one time. I mean, if you're not living under a rock, it might have. It's like that obvious shit, right?
It's like Walter Mercado.
What? Yo, every time you mention this motherfucker, bro, that might be the cover of the podcast.
Oh, you want Walter Mercado?
Walter Mercado. Yo, if y'all don't know who the fuck that is, Google him, yo. He's one of the funniest looking scary dudes I've ever seen.
He's dead.
You can still Google him.
Yeah, you could.
He's dead. It's like you were waiting for that spot.
He's dead. D-E-D.
Spot.
Dead.
Ash Mercado. You died.
Nah, Mercado's fire.
Yo, he was staring over this man. He was like, it's my time. He's dead.
He is. Mercado's that nigga, though.
Yo, his name is Walter Mercado.
Yeah. He used to wear the flyest, like, robes.
Cape. It wasn't a cape?
It was a cape with a robe.
Cape robe?
Yeah.
That's a necessity.
Bro, if I could get a hold of one of those capes.
Super comfortable. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Super comfortable?
Yeah.
Doo-doo.
Hold on. Odyssey.
I got your NPC with all the buttons on it.
You do. It's just too bad right now. Everything's on my phone. So I can't even find this shit. Oh,
this phone is butt-ass naked right now, by the way. No case.
Yeah. Yeah. Walter Mercado's that nigga. But yeah, they be trying to be the Walter Mercado to these hoes.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something. If my Instagram don't blow up and I start doing similar shit, I'm going to be fucking mad. Because I'm the Mr. Rogers of shit. Remember I told you what I wanted to do? I'm not going to give away my idea. But if I don't blow up off of uplifting motherfuckers, and I really mean it.
I had an episode on Mr. Rogers on my prior podcast.
Yeah. Man, he didn't get caught up in no sexual scandal or nothing. He's the man.
His middle name is McFeely.
They just gave him a whole fucking last Irish name for his middle name.
And I don't trust a dude who had his whole life with his hand up puppets' asses.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
Like, his hand is in, like, in order for you to get these puppets to work, you're in their ass.
Yeah.
Like, you see?
Hey, you know what? The whole time he was woke. Because that's how the government is.
They got the hands and asses.
Fucking ass. And they have you believe and say whatever they fucking think. Shout out to Mr. Rogers. That man is woke.
That man is also dead.
All right, so him and Walter Mercado are joining a fucking espresso right now.
They probably are.
Walter Mercado and Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, that's a fire.
Little, that's another custom here. Another duo.
Yeah.
That's our shit. Walter Mercado and Mr. Rogers.
I definitely got to be Mercado.
We out here. I know what I'm saying. I'll be Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers, like, he was like fucking 6'10". He had on the fresh kids.
He's that tall?
Nah. He looks like he was tall as hell, though.
He touched kids?
No, he had on kids. Kids.
I heard he had on kids.
No.
I was about to say, come on, man.
Hell no. Leave my guy alone.
It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Walter Rogers.
Yeah, but Mercado, they need to stop worshiping these niggas.
Yeah. I think that's a good, what do you call that? Let's regulate. What's that thing you've been saying? Let's normalize. I said regulate.
Yeah.
Let's normalize not putting your faith in people you never met that write things on a fucking post and automatically become their fucking street soldier.
I ain't gonna lie. Lisa Everest could get it.
Random as hell.
Her old ass.
Very random.
Well, she's a street soldier.
She is. Does she still do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'll blow the cobwebs off of fucking.
You have to see this man's face right now.
She's gorgeous.
Before he mentions death or sex, his face gets really fucking like, yeah. Watch Mercado. Dead. I'll blow the cheeks off a street soldier. Mr.
Yeah,
Rogers,
she is a street soldier. Yeah, he is dead.
It was a segment. I'm the new Mr. Rogers.
What happened? You want Mr. Rogers?
I'm claiming it. I'm the new Mr. Rogers.
You're going to be the new Mr. Rogers?
You'll see why. Pay attention to my Instagram in the next few weeks.
Do you have any stock tips for the week as we close out? Because yes. I was supposed to ask you this every week, and we kind of just...
I'll give you a good one.
Just like we're supposed to have a music topic, because it's supposed to be a music podcast, and we have still yet to talk about music.
Nah, remember I mentioned on the last one that Nas actually won a Grammy.
No, I'm talking about like music industry shit.
No, we will. We'll get into that. Saweetie and fucking Quavo.
You didn't care.
No, you fucking... Because people are surprised. All right, here we go. My stock tip. All right, here's my stock tip. Shout out to my boy Payne who put me on. There's one called Annaly Capital. Annaly Capital. It's about $8.93 a share. It is called a dividend stock. So I only own... How many shares? Right now, I'm bugging. Only own 8 shares. That's $7. $7. It went up a dollar some change. But if you get, look, just search up the term dividend. Dividend stock. It pays you back quarterly. I think Apple's a dividend stock too, if I'm not mistaken. So put it like this. If you have about 3-4 dividend stocks and you own a couple thousand shares of each, then quarterly you could be making back a good piece of change. So look in the dividend stocks. You don't have to take mine in particular. But if you have a couple hundred dollars from your stimulus check, stimulate your fucking life.
Blow it at AJ's.
Say that again?
Blow it at AJ's.
Please don't do that, man.
Please do it.
Just stay the fuck out of here.
Go. Visit Shane.
Okay, leave me alone, bro. Holy fuck, that place.
Ask Jose for hookah.
He hates this shit.
I know. Tell him I sent you. Tell Jose I sent you.
He's like, fuck, man. He hates it. He's the only man I know that can prep a hookah without actually smoking it to get it started. He got like this little vacuum thing he bought off Amazon. Yeah. And you go in the back room, he hears, and the water going, because this motherfucker used to get like migraines over that shit. So he's a genius.
Tell Jose I sent you. For hookah.
And he'll fucking hate it.
Yeah. Visit Shane. Tell him that I sent you, even though he's like right here.
Yeah, leave me alone, man.
Please start all the fights next to Shane. All
right. You know what? It makes my night go by faster when I get to put you in a You know, I'm not trying to touch nobody because of this COVID shit, but I push the shit out of you.
One push comes to shove. Quick. Rat tail him.
I'm rat tailing. And we got our dudes with them dirty ass lunch lady dish rags that we have in the kitchen too. Smell like mad. And I got gloves on, so good fuck. But yeah, man, that's my stock tip. Look up the term dividend stock. Stop being a fucking dickhead and getting crab legs and fireworks. Take $100, look into some stocks, and invest that shit. And let the money work for you in the background. Don't even check it every day, but just research. Stop being a dickhead. Use your stimmy. I fucking hate the word stimmy, by the way. Use your stimulus check. Invest in something. $100 can change your life. You never fucking know until you try.
Or buy brick.
A brick? Oh, God.
Yeah, buy a pound, that. Buy brick.
Yeah, and lube for your fucking cheeks because you're going to get locked up eventually.
That's fine.
Oh, my God.
You said it earlier.
What?
You said you 3 meals a day, the gym, no, and you lube. Read.
But I'm not, I don't want the whole taking my manhood shit.
Oh, no. That will happen.
He said yes. Right? I said yes.
Tell him where to follow you, man.
You want to listen? Follow me at I Am Shane Timberlake. And after you follow me, man, shoot me a DM. Let's have a conversation. Let's follow each other. Let's talk. I'm done with being light-skinned and not following people back, man. Follow you back. Let's have fun. Let's be social on social media.
I want to start an anti-social media campaign.
We suffer from that already. Who the fuck is this?
It's Green Day.
I thought it was Home Roots.
Nah, that's next week.
That's good.
Yeah.
And yes, the lead singer, he's what?
He's white.
I think he was dead.
Oh, he's not dead.
He's white. All right. I love y'all, though, man. I love y'all. Shout out to D, too. D Nice is supposed to call in today, and she supports the podcast. She actually sent me a DM that says that our podcast helps her get through the week because she gets to listen to all bullshit and laugh and kick it. So I hope you call in next time.
Love oh, you. That's really nice.
Yeah, I'll show you that. It was really it made my fucking day. Huh. Made my day, man. I almost choked on
I was gonna say
like, oh my God, somebody listens to us.
I was gonna say I hate her, but that's actually good.
She comes here, she's fire, you know who she is.
No, I don't.
Yeah, bro, I introduce you to her.
All right.